Now some news from the world of sports, and we will start in the NFL. And yesterday's showdown between the New England Patriots and Pittsburgh Steelers brought back memories of the crazy down-to-the-wire reversal of fortune game that marked the 2014 Patriots Super Bowl win over Seattle, which ended on a most improbable interception by Malcolm Butler, stealing a win from the jaws of defeat. The Patriots also won yesterday on an interception, but instead of that pick coming off a poor coaching decision, as it was in 2014 for Seattle, to throw the ball at the goal line rather than handing it to the league's best running back, the Pats overcame poor defense of their own in the final minute and were aided by the letter of the law according to the NFL rulebook regarding what does and does not constitute a catch. But before we get to that definition, it's worth recounting the last 2 minutes of this game, which saw a seesaw of emotional highs and lows for both teams and their fans. The Patriots trailed by 5 points, needing a touchdown in the final 120 seconds to get a win and pull even with Pittsburgh for the best record in the AFC and potential home field advantage throughout the playoffs. Now, that is pretty much ho-hum, put on your hard hat and get to work territory for Tom Brady at this point in his career. He has done that so many times, and sure enough, Brady drove the Patriots downfield by repeatedly throwing the ball to the tight end that he did not have at his disposal last week due to a one-game suspension, that being the sublimely talented Rob Gronkowski, who caught 3 pinpoint Brady passes in a row on that drive, allowing Dion Lewis to run the ball in from 5 yards out to give the Patriots a 1-point lead. That lead grew to 3 points when Brady made the 2-point conversion, hitting who else? Gronk again in the end zone. Gronkowski finished the day with 9 catches, good for 168 yards, reminding everyone why he is simply the best tight end in football. So, the Steelers now trailed by a field goal with just 58 seconds left on the clock. All the Patriots' defense had to do was make a few stops and they'd win, or worst case, it seemed at the time, the Steelers might get close enough to kick a field goal and the game would go to overtime. What no one expected was the Patriots' defense completely collapsing in on itself, allowing a short slant pass to Juju Smith-Schuster. And can we take just a second to acknowledge that even Key and Peele couldn't come up with a name that great? And let that seemingly innocuous play turn into a 70-yard gain that gave the Steelers the ball inside the Patriots' 10-yard line with plenty of time left to win the game with a touchdown rather than settling for a game-tying field goal. And it looked for all the world like the Steelers did just that. When Ben Roethlisberger hit Jesse James, and I promise I'm not making these names up, with a pass, and then James reached out over the goal line for the score. The fans at Pittsburgh went wild, but all touchdowns in the last 2 minutes of a game are reviewed. And what the video review found was that James did not have full control of the ball when he reached across the line and the ball hit the turf, essentially saying he did not complete the process of making a full catch before the ball hit the ground. The old saying, if it looks like a duck and walks like a duck and quacks like a duck, does not hold water when it comes to a catch, at least as the rule is written right now in the NFL. And so the call of touchdown on the field was reversed, but the Steelers did have more chances to punch the ball in, and here's how they blew it. The Steelers were out of timeouts, the clock was running down, less than 20 clicks to go, and Roethlisberger tried to fake a spike of the ball, which would have stopped the clock and given them 2 more downs to try another end zone shot or kick a field goal. Instead, he tried to catch the Patriots sleeping, but his throw to the end zone was tipped into the air on a great diving play by Eric Rowe. He really saved this game for the Patriots. The ball floated then into the hands of his teammate, Jerron Harmon. He made the interception to secure the win, finally, for New England. Now, the catch rule will definitely be revisited in the offseason, but unless and until it is, there is no use griping about the call if you're a Pittsburgh fan, because the reversal of the touchdown was the right call, at least according to the rule as written. What this means for New England is that if the Pats can win their last 2 games of the season against the Bills and the Jets, they will get home field advantage throughout the playoffs, no matter what the Steelers do the rest of the way. What a wild finish to that one. Elsewhere, the Philadelphia Eagles will get a first-round bye in the playoffs after beating the Giants 34-29 yesterday behind 4 touchdowns from Nick Foles, who must carry the burden of expectations for Eagles fans who are still pining for the team's first Super Bowl win now that starter and potential MVP candidate Carson Wentz is out for the rest of the year with injury. To men's college basketball, the St. Michael's Purple Knights notched their 2nd win of the year, beating Post University 81-68 in Connecticut last night. Levi Holmes III led the way with 27 points for St. Mike's, and the Purple Knights, as a team, seemed to benefit from an extended rest. They had not played in 8 days, and it showed. They shot 50% from the field for the game. But no rest for the Purple Knights. After that 8-day layoff, they will play again tonight on the road against the New York Institute of Technology. Women's college hoops, the University of Vermont Catamounts hung tough with Northeastern. They got another great performance from Hannah Krimble, who scored 32 points to go with 6 rebounds, but the Huskies prevailed, a 71-66 win on Tom Brennan Court. UVM played a physical game. They out-rebounded Northeastern 32-26 on the night. The difference came down to three-point shooting. The Huskies hit from beyond the arc 15 times. They improved to 4-5. The Catamounts dropped to 2-9 overall.